We're up to Pei Beis Amar Aleph, two dots towards the bottom. The Chachamim Omrim Peiris HaMechuborim the Karka Shalo, that the Yavam leaves over Peiris that are Mechubor to the Karka, they belong to him, L'chor, and he could sell them. Tomorrow says, Amai, V'akon L'chosav Achroim V'arvoim L'ksubosa. Right? When the Yavam died, everything that the, when the brother died, everything the Yavam inherits is Meshubit to the Ksuba. How could he sell it? How could it be Shalom? Omrei Shlokish Tani Shalom. In the Chanam, it's a mistake. It should say Shalom. It belongs to her, meaning it's not hers, but he can't sell it. Rashi. V'haktani kol mechosav shal meis achroim l'ksubasa. V'hamachubar l'karka k'karka. And what's connected to the ground is like karka, and therefore it's Meshubit to her Ksuba. The case of Nichse Malog, where it's Mechubar Lekarka, and she got it when the Peiris were there, that's the Hosan Peiris, Akinu Le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave the husband Peiris, right? Hecha de Ika Karen Kayim, where there's a Karen, he gets the Peiris. Bahani Nomi Peirin Inhu, right? The Gamre Bishuse, because the Maisa, they got finished and harvested in his Rishus. And the karka is the karen, so there he gets the peiris. It's considered peiris. Avohacha karno peira diduhu, didehu. The karen and the peiris belong to him, but they're meshubit to her. Uvishibuduhu de isla alayu. Umay dishtabid lo michayim debal lo amrinam peirahu lafkuya shibuda. And since when the husband died, these peiris were there, they're meshubit. They were connected to the ground, they're meshubit, the part of the karka. Tani shalav, lo pligi rabbanon alei, el atlushin. And therefore the rabbanon don't argue on that. And the peiros mechuban and the karka are also meshuban, he can't sell them. They only argue where the peiros were atlushin, the aksofim, and they argue also on money, that metaltlin is not meshuban to the ksuba. Well, the meibid lo mishtavdi metaltlin ksubasa. Okay, let's go on. Konsa harehi ki ishto, if he married the yavama, she's like his wife for all things. But my hilchasa, what does that mean? Om Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Chanina, lomar shemagarisha beget umachzira. Two things. One is that he's megarisha with a get, not chalitza. She loses her status as a yavama once she gets married to him, once he makes the yibum. She's a regular wife, and now if he wants to divorce her, she gives her a get. And he also can remarry her. That even though, what we'll see, that he did the mitzvah, now I would think she reverts back to being Eishes Achiv. So when he divorces her and remarries her, he's not allowed to marry her again because she's Eishes Achiv and it's no mitzvah anymore. Kamash Malah, no. Once he makes Yibum, that Isser goes away forever. Mursas Pshita Maldesema, the Yibma Omrachmana, Vadain Yibumim Harishonim Aleha. I might think that her status as a Yavama continues even after she's married. Lotiski la beget, ela bechalitza. And therefore, get shouldn't help. She should need chalitza. Kamash Malah, no. That she's a regular wife and her yavama status is no longer there. She's a regular wife and she gets divorced with a get. Machzira pshita, that he can take her back after he divorced her. That's also pashit. Mal desema mitzvah derama rachmana le'avda. He did the mitzvah of yibum, right? And now he divorced her. Now she's a new thing, and that new thing she's not mutter to him anymore because she's eishes achiv shalova makom mitzvah. The hash to take him alav the isreishesach, kamash malah. No, that once she was mutter, she's mutter. The ema hachinami. How do you know that? Maybe taka that she is osur. Amar krov alach halo leisha, kiven shalach anasis ki ishto. Once he takes her, she loses her yavama status completely, and the she's mutter to him forever, even in a subsequent marriage. Rashi. Shemegarisha beget umachzira, trei mili ashvina. It tells me two things. Megarisha beget, ve'ena tzricha chalitza, that now if he wants to divorce her, she needs a get, not chalitza. Vashmina shimrotz lachzira, machzira kisharisha. And the second chiddush is that if he wants to remarry her, he can. And she's not ushered to him because of Eishes Achiv. Adayin yivumim harishon aleha, afa bishalacha. Even though he married her, she still has the status of a yavama. That's the havamina. The achik siva lacha v'yibma. Kamash Malan, the Nasis Ki Ishto, right, that she loses her Yavama status and she becomes a regular wife. Isha Darshin Lakamam. We learn from Pasuk, Leisha, what's it called? That he should take her Leisha. The Hai V'yibma, so what do we do with the Pasuk V'yibma? The Lach of V'yibma, Mashmah, she still has the status of a Yavama. Lebal Korcha V'yavama, so Maran Yavamas learns from that, V'yibma, even against her will. Okay, Nasus Ki'ishto, the Siv, Leisha, Kroy Yisera. Vilvad she takes Subasa al Nichse Bala Harisha, but her Ksuba, he doesn't write her a new Ksuba. Her Ksuba is on the Nechosim of the first husband, and the second husband, the Yavam, is not Meshabed his Nechosim, only the Nechosim that he inherited from the brother of Meshabed. My Taima, Isha Hiknu Lo Min Hashamayim. The Maisa, he didn't marry this woman, they gave him this woman Min Hashamayim. So they gave her over with her previous Ksuba. The less lami rishon, but however, if the first one has no money, no nishchasim, there's no yerusha, then is lami sheni, then the second one has to write her a ksuba. Kadesh lo te kalavein lo tzia, it shouldn't be easy for her to divorce her, so they're masakin that if there's a yerusha, then she only has a ksuba meshubid to the nishchasim of the brother that died. If he has no nishchasim, then he has to write her another ksuba. Rashi. Isha hiknu lo liyavam zemen hashemayim ein lo vichto lo shtar nisu, and therefore he does not write it suba lo yomer harei kisuba seich. He shouldn't say to his wife, here I'm being miyachid this money for your ksuba, whenever you want it take it, and more my other nechosim are not mishubat. He can't do that. May v'chein ma'u desei mohosim de lo kosev lo de kanoi u de kanina. Right, by Yavama, he didn't write her what I have and what I'm going to have. His nechassim aren't meshubit. The only nechassim are meshubit are the brothers' nechassim. Therefore, he can't do anything with them because we're afraid that they'll get used up and there's nothing to substitute for them. But over here, aval hacha de kosevla de kanoi v'kanina, but a regular husband. He writes that his all his nechasim are meshubed, what he has and what he in the future have. So we're not afraid that something will happen to these nechasim and she won't have anything to collect from, because if she doesn't have anything to collect from here, she'll collect from what he buys new or what he sold or whatever. So ema somcha daita. So I might think she's somech das and he could sell whatever he wants. Kamash v'lo, no. Girsha ein lo elek subasa. Girsha. In lo girsha lo, right? Masha, only if he's megarish her, she only has a ksuba. If he wasn't megarish or not, that's of course she only has a ksuba, nothing more. Kamash b'mon ki Reb Abba, right? Reb Abba's case before that, if he wants to sell any nechassim, right, he has to divorce her or be mafayis her if she's an ashes kohen. Rashi. My v'chein lo yomar pshita migri ishto miyavimto. His regular wife is no worse than the yavama. Hasam hu gabi yavimto kamrin shlo yichto lo mos lefnei yeshuchanim. I might think it's only by a yavama where only the nechasim of the dead brother are meshubed that he can't be miyachid something for the ksuba and go sell the rest. But by a regular wife, he can. The low cost of lo ksuba hayavam lichto ba nechasim. The kanoi kvar the kanina shani osid liknos hilkach ika eva to lo som chadaita shlo yov du amos. Therefore, if he starts putting money on the table for the ksuba, she's going to think that he's interested in divorcing her. But a regular wife, where all of his nechassim are meshubed, even what he in the future buys, maybe over there, I would think he could do it. Kamash v'lana girsha in. If he divorced her, she only gets her ksuba, and after that, all his property is then freed. The imkor min ashar yimkor, lo girsha lo yimkor klum. But if he does not megarish, he can't sell anything. Kamash malonke rabava deleil. Im Yisrael who megarish begenam achzira, vim tomar mireisha shaminin lo. We heard now that from the reisha already, that he can't sell anything unless he divorces her. Diktani kol nechasav achroin. Hashem Eitzatova, and I think it's on Eitzatova that she shouldn't want to take something for her get for her ksuba, because maybe it'll get ruined or lost. The Hagabi Ishto Namitzan Hachi, by his regular wife, it also says that, and therefore sure he can do it, and it's only an Eitz HaTova, she shouldn't accept it. From the Mishnah Yaseira we hear it's not an Eitz HaTova that she, he can sell things, and she only has her ksuba if he's Megarisher. Until he's Megarisher, he can't sell anything. That he can't sell anything. If he takes her back, she's like a regular wife, and she gets only her ksuba. So Zimara says, what's the chiddush? She's like a regular wife. Tanina, Hamagarisha said Isha, Machzira, Manas Ksuba Rishon, Machzira. When a person divorces his wife and remarries her, she reverts back to the original Ksuba. Same thing over here. Mao the same Ishta who the Iu Kosovla Ksuba Mine. Aval Yivimta the low Iu Kosovla. Hecha de Garsha Vahadra Ema Ksubasa Mine Komashmalan. By a regular woman, he wrote the original Ksuba. So he divorced her, and he didn't pay her a ksuba, and he remarried her, so she retains that original ksuba. But by Yavama, he never wrote her a ksuba. She inherited the ksuba of her dead husband. Now he divorced her, and he remarried her. And I think that doesn't revert back to the ksuba of the dead husband. He has to write her a new ksuba now. Kamashmal on that. Rashi. My kamashmal be Yavama, tanina la be ishto, umay ulme di yavimto di itzrich lemisne. The less the ksuba mine, el al nichse bala rishon. No, by a yavama, he never wrote her a ksuba. She only had the ksuba of the original husband. So I might think if he divorced her, he has to write her a new ksuba now. Doesn't revert back to the original ksuba she had before. Okay. Omar of Yehuda, barishon no hayu kosin l'psula masayim amon amona, v'hayu maskina v'lo yu nosin noshim. Right, in the beginning, they wrote 200 for a psula and 100 for an almana, and none of the nechasim was meshubed. So people, the women didn't going to get married, right? Until at Shaboshim Mensha, because they were afraid that they would, lose that money. And that when the time came to be divorced or he died, she would have nothing left. Because nothing was meshubed to the ksuba. Until Shim ben Shetach came, v'tikin kol nechasim achreim l'ksubasa. He was Masakin that all the Nechasim are Meshubed, now they felt secure and they got married. Tanya Nami Hachi, Barishon no hayu kosim v'psula masayim l'amon amona, v'hayu maskin v'lo yu nosim nashim. Right, the women didn't want to get married because they felt they had no security. So then, hiskinu shuma nichin osu b'beis adiha, then they made a takana that the ksuba, the money for the ksuba should be deposited in her father's house. So now she knew that it would always be there. They didn't make a takana to be meshabed all his nechasim, but they said he has to take the amount of the ksuba and put it in her father's house, so it won't get used up, and she'll be able to be somech that it'll be there if she gets divorced or he dies. It came out that whenever he got mad at her, he told her easily, "You know, go get your ksuba. It didn't cost me anything. I already set it aside." So what's it called? It was easy to divorce him. That he would keep it in his house. So now it looked like he's losing money. So it'd be hard for him to divorce him. Ashiros also saw kalsa shokesef, and the rich girls would take that money of the ksuba and make it into silver and exchange it for silver baskets or golden baskets, and they would have it always around. And in case they got divorced, they had that. This was their ksuba. Anios hayoso avichol meimir aglayim. The anios used to make it into a bedpan. So they would have that around. It's still easy because it wasn't coming out of his pocket. He already separated it. So take your bedpan. Take your golden sal and go. So it's still easy to divorce it. At Shabbos Shem Ben Shetach, until finally Shem Ben Shetach came, v'tikin she'akosig lo, kol nechose achrein l'ksubasa, and therefore, since it's nechosim that he didn't yet give, so he's going to think twice before he has to put that money out of his pocket to pay her ksuba, it'll be hard to divorce her. Rashi. Hayu kosvin, v'lo hayu meshabdin nechseim achreis ha'ksuba. Originally, They wrote her a ksuba, but they didn't, weren't mishabed any nechosim for that. So the woman didn't feel she was secure. If he uses up that money and he sells all of his property, she has nothing to collect from. The women didn't want to get married. If he'll die or divorce me, I won't be able to collect anything. Because the Yorshim will hide any money that's there, and the things that he sold are not meshuvit. The base chamiya, the base baila. So they said that they should keep it, the ksuba, the value that they translated into these baskets or whatever in the husband's house. So he couldn't send her home easily, right? And he wouldn't want to take away the money because it's out of his pocket. It's not really out of his pocket because it was separated. Ashirish ksubasim ruba kalsos kamin sal shemunachas al rosha. It's a basket she's carrying her head. You know, senes ba pilachel. She put her sewing things in there. Lachrish nismali hapelach tovli. And after she, what's it called, sewed a lot or weaved a lot, so she put her sewing materials in the basket on her head. Avit lemeimer aglaim. It's a bedpan. Klik shubase chutzeil if he shahaisim yucheves l'kach. Since it was miyuchad, he wouldn't feel that he's taking money out of his pocket. It'd be easier to divorce her. Kol nichsech roim v'lo yichad l'ksuba metalklin. He didn't take anything out of his pocket. Now he's going to have to take it out of his pocket when he divorces her. Therefore, it's going to be hard to divorce her. That was the purpose of the ksuba.